Undress.
My hands shake with excitement as I strip for him, the moonlight causing my pale, delicate skin to glow in the darkness. My dick bobs and sways as my pants fall to the floor. Compared to his enormous, regal cock, it looks almost embarrassingly small. But I don't mind. It feels so natural that a larger male should be the one in charge. Everything about this feels so right. He is my leader and my protector.
What a cute, tight body.
His amber eyes trace down my lithe figure.
Turn around.
I do as he orders, turning to give him a view of my tapered back and perky ass.
Beautiful. Come closer. Sit on my lap.
I turn and step toward the throne. Anticipation pulses throughout every inch of my body as I straddle him, kneeling upon his lap as his hard dick presses up against my ass cleavage and my lower back. I gaze into his shimmering eyes, wrapping my arms around his neck and holding him in a loving embrace. A strange feeling overtakes me as I sit atop him. I want to take the initiative here. I want to please him. Without waiting for an order, I rise on my knees, positioning his hard cock beneath my asshole. His dick still lubricated with my throat mucus, I slowly lower myself onto his tip, wincing slightly as it spreads my tender hole. I continue lowering ever so slightly, feeling a stinging sensation as he enters my body. I stare forward, though, my gaze locked into his as I block out the pain. Lower, lower, all the way. I let his dick spread my walls as I sheathe to the base, sitting on his lap as he skewers my asshole. The pain quickly dissipates, leaving a satisfying, full sensation inside me. We sit in brief silence, savoring the intimacy of this moment before I lean forward and lock into a kiss. I suck against his lower lip as a strange instinct takes control of my body. Slowly, I begin rocking back and forth on his dick, moving with careful up and down motions. It's a bizarre, electrifying feeling as I gradually increase my pace, riding his powerful cock.
Mmm.
He groans slightly as I hold him tightly into the kiss. My heart leaps. There's something deliciously satisfying about knowing I'm making him feel good. Pleasing a man I care about so deeply, there is no greater form of happiness. I receive pleasure by giving it. Up and down I move, coaxing and teasing his cock with my warm, boyish ass. He must love this, the slick, intimate feeling of my insides wrapped around his masculine cock, the soft feeling each time my ass presses down all the way to his balls. He's made another male fully submissive to him. He's made another male crave his cock. He wraps his muscular arms around my torso, holding me tight and hard. My teasing seems to have aroused a primal need for control within him, and his hips begin gyrating and thrusting into me. I pull out of our kiss, gripping him in a perverse sort of hug as he pushes his huge dick up into my small body. "Feels good," I whisper in between grunts as he takes ownership of my hole.
"Fuck, you're so tight."
He grinds into me, his body beginning to sweat from the exertion. His pace accelerates as he fucks, the squishy sound of anal sex filling the empty throne room. The passionate noise echoes all around us as my vision goes unfocused. The raw sensation of being used causing my body to relax like a rag doll. As his dick probes me, it causes a wonderful stretching feeling around the rim of my asshole. What once stung now feels sublime. Inside of me, his dick rubs up against that sensitive region behind my cock. It causes my dick to become abnormally engorged and aroused. Thick veins bulge from the surface as the normally pale skin turns a dark, rosy shade. My dick presses against his lower abs as he fucks up into me, grinding against his muscles and filling me with shockwaves of pleasure. Each pump heightens my arousal, making it difficult to even think. I just grip him tightly, letting him fuck hard and deep. I'm just a hole. I'm just a sheath for his princely cock,